on this episode of Counting Cars.
What the hell is this?
It's a soapbox derby car.
What are you looking to do on this thing?
Some dragster pipes, you know, right here, flame all the way back.
That'd be wicked, brother.
We need to build a custom shop from the ground up so that these fine folks can give it away to a military member.
Awesome.
It's going to be huge.
You want a kick-ass bike.
Love the way this thing sounds, man.
You have to sit this close to me, man.
The tire's right there.
Thank you.
It's not ours.
It's not ours.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
How many cats you got now?
Four cats.
Love it.
And when you put them on a leash and walk them?
Yeah.
People do not think you're tough.
I could go for some grub, man. I'm just in the mood. I'm in the mood for just a good old-fashioned cheeseburger, man.
Nope.
Oh, check that out, man.
Look at that. It's a little tiny tea bucket.
I like that. That's a good-looking car, man. Let's see what he's off to, man.
Hey, man, that's sweet. I like it a lot, man. That's cool. What year?
In your late.
I'd really love to talk to you about it if you got a few minutes. I'm a car guy. I got a shop here in town. I won't take up much of your time. I promise I'll make it quick.
Five minutes?
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you.
Seriously cool. Now try to behave, Mike.
I'll try.
Try. I appreciate you stopping. I'm Danny.
Travis,
it's a pleasure, brother.
Mike.
You know, you really got my attention. It's nice to see a 25.
Little go-kart on wheels.
Yeah.
With a big engine, man.
A big, angry engine.
Yeah, I bet this car gets up and moves.
Model Ts were the first mass-produced automobile, and Ford sold 15 million of them between 1908 and 1927. But with Ford and their competition offering new and innovative cars every year, the Model Ts quickly became outdated and eventually hit the scrapyard by the millions. Soon, teenagers realized they could pick them up for next to nothing, and they figured out tons of new ways to make them cooler and faster. They made custom grills, took off panels to increase the speed, and painted them all kinds of flashy colors. They made these things badass, and just like that, the hot rod was born.
Well, I see you do save for sale.
Yeah.
You try to sell it?
Yeah, you know, I don't take it out as much as I like to, given the right price and all that stuff.
How's it run?
Like 10.
Would you let me take it for a ride around the block?
Literally, just go around the block. I would just love to feel it because I might be a guy who would make you an offer on it.
Go ahead.
You sure?
Goes like that.
And I can take him with me?
That's your decision. It's pretty tight in there.
I'm in, brother. I'm in. There's just something so badass about a hot rod when they're done right. This one is done right. This thing drives half as good as she looks. I'll be more than happy to take it off this gentleman's hands, put it into somebody else's for a sweet profit.
You have to sit this close to me, man.
Well,
can we
have? Is that better?
Can we get a little gangster lean going here, man?
Open
up a little space between us.
Love the way this thing sounds, man.
Oh, yeah.
This car's got power, man. This car's got power.
Thank you.
It's not ours.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. I almost lost my horns.
I'm really digging this tea bucket. It is real powerful, but definitely not designed for two grown men to be riding it. This thing is super tight, and frankly, I don't ever want to be sitting that close to Horny Mike ever again. And the car is everything you said. She drives really, really nice. What are you asking for the car?
Around 10 and a half.
I gotcha. You know the condition she's in. Not bad, but you know she needs to be...
It's not a show car.
She needs to be restored. With that being said, would you consider an offer of $8,500 cash?
I hadn't really thought about going that low. I would have to say I'd put my bottom dollar at like 95.
About nine.
Nine? I suppose I could probably do $9,000.
Deal?
Deal.
Thank you, Travis.
Well,
thank
you, man.
Do you want to just follow me over to the shop? We'll take care of business?
Yeah, let's do that.
Awesome. Rock and roll, man. $9,000 is not bad. I don't think we're going to have to do too much to this baby to make her gorgeous. We're going to give her a sick paint job, a few custom touches, and I bet you I'll be able to flip this thing for $25,000 to $30,000. But I'm in no rush, because I wouldn't mind keeping this little girl in my collection at least for a little while. Drive safe, my man.
All right, you too. We'll see you
all. All right, brother.
Kevin, what's up, buddy? Talk to you about the Derby car?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kerry, right?
Yeah.
Ryan, nice to meet you. 3 weeks ago, Ryan and his uncle contacted us to spruce up their Soapbox Derby car. We don't normally do projects like that, but my son Devin races, so I know how important that is to them. Plus, Ryan is the number one Soapbox Derby racer in the state of California, so I thought it'd be kind of cool for us to do it.
This is it right here.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah. Where's the rest of it?
That's it, man.
Wow. You've been in there.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you right now.
Look how lightweight that is.
Here, let me get in.
That's a helmet?
That's your helmet.
Oh, wow. Check you out.
Holy smokes!
And this hatch will come down like this.
How do you even see?
I can see.
You're like a big toe.
Some of them, they can reach upwards of 35 miles an hour, maybe a little bit better.
Get out of here. In an emergency, Ryan can stop this?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's take a look. Come on out of there, big man.
I started racing in 2009. My uncle started racing in the 70s, and he got me into it.
He's been great at it.
Oh, yeah, I'm way good at this.
What the hell is this?
It's a Soapbox Derby car, Mike.
I didn't have one.
Well, you should have.
I should have.
All right, what are you looking to do on this thing?
Some dragster pipes, you know, right here, flame all the way back.
You want the dragster pipes painted on?
Yeah, look like they're up.
That'd be wicked, brother.
It may be like skeleton dragon.
On the front end?
Yeah.
I can make it happen.
Awesome.
I can make it happen.
And the helmet to match, am I right?
Yeah.
That'll work for us.
What do you think of budget-wise, so I know how crazy Mike can go?
Right about $2,000.
Come on, Seth, we'll sit down and see what we can actually get done within that $2,000.
I'm excited about doing the Soapbox Derby because we're always painting heavy steel and metal and things like that. So this is kind of different for us. Plus, Mike has the brain of a 13-year-old, so it's perfect.
You are going to make a wicked car.
Yeah.
You want to test it out there, buddy?
I should be okay.
You know, that means I'm going to have to push it.
Hey!
Colleen and Jerry are here for the Republic of Texas Bike Rally, ROT for short. This bike rally is amazing. They get over 200,000 attendees every year, and today they're here to commission a bike for a raffle giveaway.
We get Shannon Ford, who's going to be our builder.
Absolutely. He's my number one in the bike world. Shannon!
There he is. What's up, Shannon?
This is Colleen, and this is Jerry.
Nice to meet you,
Colleen.
Hi, Shannon. Nice to meet you, Jerry.
We need to build a custom shop from the ground up so that these fine folks can give it away to a military member.
Awesome.
And it's free raffle, man. It's going to be huge. I'm honored to build this chopper because we are all about supporting the troops. But as a businessman, I'm also stoked because this is going to put Counts Customs right in front of the biker community, which is where I always love to be. But what's your vibe? What do you think?
The bike will be something that they'll be riding when they're off.
We don't want the camo look or the tribute look.
Okay.
Just something kick-ass. We want a kick-ass bike.
I got you.
Something to be proud to own.
Well, wait a minute. Colleen, before they get too crazy in the creative, let's go do some paperwork and we'll get it all written up.
Let's do it.
Come on, let's take a walk.
See you later. Watch him in there. He's crazy. Come on, Jerry. Let's take a peek at some stuff over here.
Being that this is a raffle bike, who knows who's going to win it? The challenge is building a bike that anybody could fit on and everybody will like.
Something along this lines would be really cool.
This it here?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
I know that you're just looking at a rolling chassis and a motor, but to me, that's right along the lines, man.
Oh, yeah.
The old school rigid back end, which is great.
Spoke wheels.
I love spoke wheels.
I'm good with that. We stepped it up a notch this year. We came to town with a budget number of $40,000, so we're really expecting big things, and I think the count is going to deliver.
What is the time deadline on this?
Maximum?
Yeah.
60 days.
Okay.
60 days?
We're on it.
You call the wife and kids, tell them I ain't coming home.
Honey, I'll miss you. I'll see you in 60 days.
All right. Yeah, I think we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No problem.
It's doable. We're honored to be a part of it.
Yes, I have built a bike in 60 days, but
the challenge is all the things that Danny would want to incorporate also. And I got a feeling he's going to be in this a little bit more than he normally is. He's going to want me to do things that I normally don't do in a short time build.
Shannon, this is going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not strapping myself in anything and pushing myself down a hill. It just sounds stupid.
I'd push you down a hill.
No steering?
Yeah, some San Francisco hills. I want to see you hit the plains.
Good luck, Grandpa!
They call me Grandpa around here, only because I'm old and they think I'm out of shape. I'm not out of shape. I'll outrun any one of these young kids. I'll do twice the work they do, any day of the week. Who that?
We gotta clean that bond door with glass.
That's gonna be your problem, not mine.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's get some primer on it.
Can't get a primer on it, it needs more work.
Stop complaining. Well, let's get this thing over to the body shop.
Today we're working on a soapbox derby car for Ryan and his uncle. They want it Pony Mike style.
I gotta have some dragster pipes, you know, right here, flame all the way back. It may be like skeleton dragon.
That'd be wicked, brother.
Grandpa and I gotta finish the body work, and I can get to work on the paint. I'm sorry, artwork. What I do is make masterpieces. I'm done with this. I want to get to airbrushing it.
What kind of stuff are you putting on it?
Dragons and stuff.
Dragons?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
What
the is that?
Soapbox car.
Soap what?
Soapbox car.
You ain't never seen a soapbox car before?
No. Why is this soapbox? You put soap in it or what?
They used to have little boxes, throw wheels on it, and have races down the hill.
But why is this so bucks?
I don't know.
They use Coke bottle carts. And they stack them up.
Yeah, Grandpa's old enough to know this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You got to lean in it, man. And then it turns. You got to lean it. And then, you know, it wiggles a little thing. There you go.
How did you do that again?
Yeah, like that. Lean with it, man. You got to lean with it, man.
He knows the move.
Hold on. I got to go in the bathroom. Take care of it. Don't tie it up.
Oh, we take care of it. Don't worry, girl.
You want to test it out there, buddy?
No, did you?
Hell no.
Why not?
I'm too big for this.
Listen, if you want to try it, I'm dying to see someone in it.
I should be okay.
You know, that means I'm going to have to push you.
Well, push me. So how you get in this?
One leg at a time.
This is moving, man.
It's on wheels, dummy.
Oh,
come on, put your legs in.
It's like I done it before, dumbass.
Oh, man, you fat ass. Here. Oh. Is your ass not fitting? Oh.
See, I told you I fit in here. What is this for?
That's for cutting off your head if you hit something.
So, there's no way for me to steer this?
No. Hell, there's no way to stop. We took the brakes out, too.
Are you kidding me? There's no brake on it.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Hey, just help me out, man.
Huh?
Just help me out.
All right, I'll help you out.
No, just...
Hold on.
Just...
Hold on,
hey,
buddy.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey! Stop it, buddy!
Oh, you...
I didn't think you would go that fast.
Oh,
what are y'all, man. Crazy? Man!
Did it break?
Did it break? Broke it down. You broke it over there?
I didn't do it.
Get out, Rolly. Before Scott finds out.
Get me out.
You fat bastard.
Get me out.
Come on. Come this way.
Ow.
Oh, sorry. Use some of your own power.
Oops.
Oh. I'm bleeding, too.
Don't worry. A little Band-Aid. You'll be all right.
But ain't no Band-Aid gonna fix this.
Oh. No, but you are.
Let's try to hide. Hey, don't tell nobody.
Tell Grandpa not to tell. He's the one.
There's nobody out here.
Well, then bring it inside.
You just shut your mouth.
Shut the door.
I haven't been this excited about a bike build in a long time. You're going to really dig this.
Shannon!
Oh,
I love it.
You're going to make one military member so absolutely beside themselves happy.
Oh, yeah.
The guys have been cranking away on young Ryan's Soapbox Derby Racer, and I'm headed over to go check out Horny Mike's work on this custom airbrush paint job. What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
I have to say, it's absolutely beautiful. The dragon awesome. I'm loving all that. But I having a difficult time having a naked lady on this kid's cart, man.
So?
I just kind of feel like maybe I ought to go a different direction. You gotta lose the naked chick. While Horny Mike is busy making the new paint job family friendly, ROT rally organizers Colleen and Jerry are here to pick up the chopper that they commissioned to be built and to be raffled off to a military member at this year's event. Now, we only had 60 days to build this bike. Shannon's team, they've been working round the clock, and she is done, and she is gorgeous, and I can't wait to show this baby off to them. I haven't been this excited about a bike build in a long time. This bike has got so much flavor that I personally really enjoy. So you're gonna really dig this.
When do we get to see
it? I know. Don't you love this teasing, you think?
It's time.
Think it is time. I think you're right, Colleen. I think it's time. Hey, Shannon, come on, brother. Roll that baby out here. Let's check this out. Nice.
Just take it all in here.
Brother, make yourself at home, you two.
Oh,
check that thing out.
Beautiful.
Shannon?
Wow. Good what job, Shannon.
Cool. Thank you.
That's what we're looking for.
We took Jerry and Colleen's idea of blending some old with some new to make this build way cool. The Sugar Bear Springer front end combined with the double stack headlights give it that really cool old 70s vibe. And then mixing it in with that 96-inch S&S motor is a modern biker's dream. Now, we didn't know who was going to win this bike, so we kept the frame very medium in size, but we did give her a sweet king and queen seat, so whoever wins it can bring a buddy along for the ride.
You did it. You did it.
You're going to make one military member so absolutely beside themselves happy.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for your contribution.
Absolutely.
It's just awesome.
It's beautiful. The Counts team exceeded our expectations on this bike.
They knocked it out of the park.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I sure would like to see you two take her for a little putt and tell us what you think about it.
Okay, let's do it.
Brother man, have at it.
All right.
Jerry, Colleen, you two. I'm really stoked that Jerry and Colleen love the chop.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah! We wanted to build something that was going to make the ROT rally sit up and take notice, but I also wanted to say thank you to the military service man or woman who may win this bike. Frankly, I think we did both.
Woo, this is sweet.
A few weeks ago, Soapbox Derby champ Ryan and his uncle came by the shop, wanted us to give Ryan's Soapbox a badass look to let the competition know who's boss. Well, this thing is finally done, and it is wicked. Horny Mike claims he's found the perfect spot to not only show off this beautiful Soapbox to Ryan, but for him to give it his first spin. They tell me you're pretty bad behind the wheel of these things.
Yeah.
That's what I hear, man. That's what I hear. You ready to see this?
Yeah.
Yeah? You been waiting for it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Dude, here's your new ride. Go crazy, man.
Check it out, dude. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Check it out, huh?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
This Soapbox was a hunk of wood and fiberglass when we got it, so we got right to work smoothing out the body. We base coated it a gorgeous candy apple red, and after striking out the first time, Horny Mike finally got it right and nailed exactly what Ryan was looking for. The ghost flames and drag pipes on the side of this thing are sweet, and the dragon on the top is totally wicked. I just hope this thing rides as good as it looks, because she looks fast, and she looks bad.
I couldn't have you rocking a white helmet with our beautiful car. So.
Oh, look at that, man.
Put it on.
That's awesome.
Put it on, home. Little Horny Mike Jr. Nice.
And I painted some horns on this one just in case regulations wouldn't allow it.
This is amazing.
You'll be able to wear that.
You're happy, brother man?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
The car's just amazing. The guys just couldn't have done a better job.
When the competition sees my car, they're going to just freak out. They're going to run home crying.
I thought we'd maybe make this a little bit interesting. We brought ourselves a car and a mystery driver as well. Are you down for a race?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just sit tight for a second. Let's just sit tight for a second. We got something for you.
This counts customs, baby. We were built for speed.
Oh, are you kidding?
competition.
We're letting him out of his cage. The Mad Hungarian.
Are you ready for this? Because I'm not.
The last time I tried to drive one of these, I crashed and it hurt very much, but I've been practicing. Rock and roll, roll. This kid is going down. He will smell my wind.
Roll, are you ready to race?
Rock and rollie, baby.
Ryan, this is probably the most important race you've ever been in your life, isn't it?
Yep.
Are you scared? Why are you hiding?
All right, you guys are ready. 3, 2, 1, pull! Go, go! Well, that is the last time I'm gonna let Horny Mike pick a location for anything. And he was really excited, too. I mean, he even brought our own homegrown version of an extra soapbox. He brought Rolly. He brought hay bales. He forgot one thing. Gravity.
Push it, Rolly! Push it!
Come on, Rolly!
Push it!
Come on, Rolly! You look like you're riding a hippity hop, man.
Go, Rolly! Rolly!
Come on, Rolly! I was just about to run down there and start pushing this thing when all of a sudden, it started picking up some speed. Well, at least Ryan did. Ryan absolutely spanked him. Despite the very slow start, I'm really glad we got to see this car in action. I mean, this thing looks wicked sitting still, but it looks even badder rolling down the hill. I'm really happy, man, because Ryan won the very first race in the new and improved version of his car, but I get the feeling he's going to win many more in what I consider this to be the world's most baddest soapbox car.
Fine, you're better.
You were beat by a child.
Hey, he's the best in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you're last.